Blog Talk Radio.
Free Max B.
Cause I'm not up in the stadium playing or on the radio saying fuck them bras, we don't love them, we degrading them. But always find myself back at the back of Canadian. Blood vessels popping out my craniums. Niggas asking when the tape gon' drop, but I got nothing to say to them, because I've been slacking the skill. Although my passion is real, I'm too caught up catching the feel when I should be cashing the mill. There's something about me being younger that affected my hunger. Got older in number, realize I can't count on these hundreds to determine my elation. Pursue the happiness, I keep pacing. These motherfuckers racist. These ain't fear racist. They just let the fear erase us. Adopted by the slum, son of guns. This is how they raise us. Yo, son, we gotta raise up. Don't let them disarray us. So we raise us in the sun. So we gotta wake up.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, reserve a surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
Got a whole bunch of shit up on my plate now. Thinking like, in the man garden, it's a snake now. Cause I don't know who to believe or who to deceive. Got me thinking I sold my soul and they receive and receive, but I won't proceed to retreat. Jigga told me watch your throne seat, and now I seize it. And the respect's a big, I gotta seize it. And I hope you see me, cause these niggas don't want beef with my talents. They ain't fit for this green, they just seize the salad. You think because you have it, they just gonna let you have it. It's a lot to learning that my nigga needs the access. It's the access to the earth, at the birth, I found a new balance. And now I walk on water like I knew balance, just like a relative. Marijuana said it is, got me thinking I should put a bomb right where the Senate is. Cause they corrupting the youth, we ain't deducting the truth. Looking at the president like, yo, it must be nothing to you.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, reserve a surface. Cause they always be behind in the gut. Always in the skies, watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
I passed the Dutch to the left and it started to make sense. It's funny how I see it more straight when I'm bent. You've been worn on the wrist to take the sit on top. Been on clock, cause you can see that I've been on watch. Shit don't stop, till you make the sacrifices. Training was priceless to ISIS and devices. When the lights switch, I shift like I'm typing. Living in the era with crisis, the lifeless. And the transacting like your man. Bitch niggas only know that transactions is the plans. But the mic is in my hand, so I valid the boot. The blacker the berry is, the more sour the fruit. They ejecting us to make us cowards. To the power of truth, we can't fly with some roots. And now we just moving cahoots. I move from the stoop and put my foot right down on the asphalt. Every night I ask, Lord, if this what I ask for.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, reserve a surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, reserve a surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
What is going on? Oh my God, are you serious? My check. Hey, yo, check it out, man. We experiencing some difficulties. I don't know what's going on here. Yeah, we back, man. We have a technical there, man. For the people that can't get on. I do apologize. I don't know what's going on. Or the reason why the show is not core, but we're going to do the best we can with the show. Wow. But anyway, man, the show is about for the minorities. And, basically the topic is Obama for the minority people. Or the system, you know what I'm saying? A lot of African-American people are starting to feel confused when it comes down to our president. So you be the judge, you know what I'm saying? We want y'all to call in, you know, so let us know what you think because the website is kind of down now. The number here is 347-838-9106. That's crazy. I ain't never did this before. So, I don't know if it's the... You know, if it's this topic or what, man, getting kind of scared. Tell me Obama called in and said, man, shut down the system. But anyway, I'm going to keep on talking, man. The case call in, man, see what's going on, man. I can't believe that this is really happening. It's cool, though. Let me know, you know, I got my Facebook up, so, you know, if y'all can hear me, man, y'all don't want to talk, you know, go to Facebook, hit my page up, or go to westernworld1.com, hit that page up. Either way it go, you know what I'm saying, we're trying to, you know, pretty much elaborate on this topic here. I feel like I'm blind going into the truth. Well, anyway, man, what a show, man, today, man. I'll tell y'all the topic one more time. It's Obama for the minority people or the system. And they got a lot of African people are starting to feel like, starting to feel confused about the president. Let's see here. So we'll take a quick break, man. Yeah, see, man, we have technical difficulties. I know what to do. I can't stop this shine, so we're gonna play this here. Okay, we back, man. I feel like a little kid. Let me do this here. Well, anyway, man. We're going to start up. Case.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, we on, man. We do got to just talk through this three-way line until we get everything together, bro. But we on the show, man. We live. Can you hear yourself?
Nah. Yeah, I can hear myself. No, I can't hear myself, man. What the hell? That's a trick question.
Yeah, I was trying to see if you was on your toes.
Nah. I mean, nah, I don't know, man. Right now, we try to log in the site, or, you know what I'm saying, go on the site, it's not even popping up. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get some more people to see if they can even get to the, you know, page where you can listen to everything yet.
Right, right. Well, I mean, we own, man. I mean, people can hear us, but they don't know exactly what's going on. So let me see here. See, I'm on the popping. Let me see. It seems like the site is starting to come back up a little bit now. I'm waiting on it to click in. This ain't never happened, man. Oh, I don't know.
I think most of this stuff is weather related, man.
Probably so, B. I think we should change it to let's talk about Care Bears or something, man, because this topic here, man, I guess Obama was like, shut them down now.
Nah, I highly doubt that. I mean, the way people talking about that, man, shit. I mean, I'm pretty sure this man can fucking walk through hell right now and, you know what I'm saying, and not do nothing to him.
You think so, man?
That I don't think two black dudes from the streets, man, gonna ruffle that man feathers in any type of way, dude.
I don't know. Well, you know, man. Okay, but basically, man. Well, you know, you pretty much told me you don't want to tell me to do this, but is Obama for the minority people or the system? A lot of African American people are starting to feel confused when it comes down to our president. So you be the judge, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much call in for right now, you guys. Call in. The number here is 347-838-9106. You can talk to myself, Dennis Live, or Case is his show. Talk to Case, y'all, because what they doing here to us on this system, man, y'all want to talk to Case. My name is Demetrius Long.
Nah, dog, I mean, the problem is, man, we think shit like this is that serious, man. As I have said, black people, we can say whatever the hell we want, man. This man got rich-ass white people talking about him. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So our shit don't pretty much matter, man. I just really wanted to do this show because I was, you know, I don't know a lot about politics, man. I don't try to get into politics, you know what I'm saying, because that's a tricky-ass thing. Man, we all know that politics is dirty, man. You can't have a whole bird without both wings. You dig what I'm saying? The left and the right wing. So we know that shit is dirty. So basically, you know, I was sweeping around on YouTube, and, you know, I was hearing a lot about the war going on in Mali and stuff like that. And I know you know what that's at in Africa, right?
Yeah, Mali, yeah.
Okay. You know, something kind of made me put two to two together with the whole Gaddafi situation because, you know, he was the president of Libya or whatever. And, you know, right after he exited, you know, a whole bunch of Mali Africans started ending up coming up dead. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of got me thinking, man. So I found this little video where one of the brothers was talking about, you know, what's going on in Mali right now. And, dog, like, it's a lot of shit going on over there, man. It ain't even about white people. They, like, don't let these Arab terrorist group invade Africa, and now these people are over here, like, executing these people, like, you know, murdering these people. Women, children, men, you know what I'm saying? And I had a clip I wanted to load up, you know, or the TV reporting it, the news was reporting it and everything. And the blacks here, we blind to it, you know what I'm saying? We blind to it. And when you bring up Obama to most black people who's uneducated and just don't know, they want to argue with you about it, you know what I'm saying? But the proof is in the pudding. Our people are getting murdered because some shit that he set up to do to just make the white man more richer.
Wow. Well, you know, when you say it like that, do you pretty much know what it is that, you know, saying what he set up, or you just
Oh, no, no. I mean, it's clear what he set up to get Gaddafi out of there because, I mean, as I said before, if y'all look in Gaddafi's background, he was getting ready to change the currency. He was going to vote to change the currency in the Middle East and in Africa. They was going to change it to gold. So it was going to be more like a gold coin type of system. Now, people who really know about politics and know the whole money thing in the United States know that America don't have a lot of gold like that. We don't have a lot of gold like that. I mean, gold comes from where? Africa. Most of it is in Africa. You dig what I'm saying? So we don't have that much gold. I don't know approximately how much gold we have, but I know we don't have more than the Middle East or, you know, Russia or somebody like that. So basically what was going to happen, let's say if the United States is buying oil for $6, right? They buying it for $6 a barrel. That would have went up to, like, I don't know, like 50 gold coins or something. Let's just say, you know, I'm just speaking, I don't know the currency, what they was going to call it right off the back, but that's something that would have killed us in the end. Like, you know what I'm saying? We wouldn't have had no oil at all. So, you know, had he changed that and then a lot of other countries, he was going to unite Africa with the Middle East. And, you know, the Middle East right now was on that Eurasian thing where they doing it with China and Russia. So once he would have united Africa along with that system, it would have been over. Like, the United States currency would have just plummeted so far because their whole financial system is ran off of oil and gas. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
So once that dropped down, it was pretty much over. So he would sit there. I mean, come on, man, think about it. Obama's black. Gaddafi was damn near black. I mean, despite his, you know, Middle Eastern ties and how the man looked, I mean, he was the president of Africa. Not of the whole Africa, but a part of Africa, I want to say. And that's how it starts, man, right after he get killed. And another thing real quick, there was black people in Libya that was basically living there, had good jobs. They came from other countries, Somalia, Sudan, you know, taking care of their kids, man. You know what I'm saying? And once that shit happened with him over there, those are the first people in Libya that them terrorists went after.
Wow.
And you know, we blindfolded over here because we thinking about, you know what I'm saying, black people, man, I don't know what happened to us, man. We used to be fighters. Now all the fuck we want to do is hear gossip. People talk about other people. People talk about who wives they slept with, the basketball housewives. I mean, it's like we don't even care anymore what's happening to our people or what's going on under our nose. So, you know, I was just going to say this, man. You said at the show, come on, man. People, there's far more truth than what we're going to tell tonight, you know what I'm saying, out there about this man. So I'm not worried about being assassinated by tomorrow, but y'all, trust me.
That's crazy, man.
So, yeah, I just wanted to hit people on that, man. I really wanted to talk tonight and ask black people, what is it that y'all thought that this man was going to do? That's what I wanted to ask tonight, man. What was it that the people thought that this man was going to do? I mean, I know, I understand it was cool to see white people scream for a while, and I ain't even trying to be racist on that. I mean, we have screamed for a long time, man. We've been discomfortable. I mean, we have been through, black people have been through all types of stuff. So just to see white people go through it just for 4 years, another 4 years, is, you know what I'm saying, is why most people vote.
Right.
It's why most people vote. So. And for my white listeners, that ain't even, you know, something racist, man, but I'm just saying, if we can do it for 500 years, I'm pretty sure y'all could do it for, you know, 8 years.
Well, let's see, man. Let's see if we can take a quick commercial break, man, and try to get back adjusted, man. Like, we do apologize, you know, because it was technical difficulties on the website part. You guys can call in 347-838-9106. Talk to Case. Well, myself, Dennis Lyle, we're talking about Obama. Is Obama for the minority people or for the system? And it's basically, man, we'll be right back. We're going to kind of elaborate on what we was on, man. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to see if we can take a commercial break real quick, and we're just going to try to see if we get back to Jess, all right?
Let's go.
Yeah, see, like it's taking a minute to.
Well, shit. I mean, we can keep it going for a minute, man. Shit, we is it without commercials? I know we gotta pay them bills, but
yeah.
Tonight the site is kind of like messing up and that thing. I had my man's up in New York hit up the site. He said he couldn't get in either. So.
Okay.
Just probably one of the servers went down because of the weather out there, man.
Yeah, that could happen, man. Big outs to blogtalkradio.com, man. I know they try to do their thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what they would have did, like, earlier. So, you know, messed up earlier or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but it's cool.
I mean, it just happened to mess up around this time, but, you know, it is what it is. But, you know what I'm saying? As I continue, man, like, yeah, that wasn't a racist comment.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. WESTONWORLD1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTONWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace. Yo.
Yo,
you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we put the whole blog talk down tonight, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Well,
so
hey, man,
they ain't want to hear nothing about Obama.
Nothing. Oh, my mama.
Nothing.
We should have played Stacks on Oh, My Mama.
Damn.
Well, what you want to do, man? We can redo this show again, man, or we can keep it rolling. It's up to you, man.
I mean, shit, I don't know, man. I guess people, let's see, you know, if we get some callers right now. You know, we can
okay,
just
cool.
Keep it going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got kind of start back over, but you can go ahead and answer the question again, if you know, so they can hear you out there.
All right, cool, man. Well, the question today's topic is Obama for the minority people or for the system? A lot of African-American people are starting to feel confused when it comes down to our president. So you be the judge. Call in. Let us know what you think, man. Telephone number here is 347-838-9106. Press 1 to talk. And, man, you know, and basically, man, you know, Case, how you feel about it, man? You know, I don't know if people heard what you were saying
about
it, man.
I mean, no, really, man. I wanted to do this show to see, you know, what was it that, you know, because I know there's a lot of depressed black people out here, you know, with the whole Obama thing. I just wanted to see what was it that they thought was going to be done. You know what I'm saying? We already know, for one, okay, we already know this is a white country. And, you know, for the white listeners out there, I know you're probably going to call in and say, nah, mixed country and all of this and all of that. Let's be realistic. Right after Obama won the second term, what was the first thing that white people said? We're losing our country. So, you know, this is a white man country to begin with. So I just wanted to know what they thought was going to happen.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, I mean, when they said that, you know, they said that about the, you know, the what's his name? The boy, the little Catholic priest, too.
The who?
They said that about the Catholic priest, man. How they said it, you know, the black priest
become
elected.
Come on, man.
You know.
I mean, the funny thing is, man, about that, now people saying if he get elected, the world gonna end and all of this stupid shit. I mean, okay, first of all, Obama's the Antichrist. Let's just, this is not me saying it. This is what I hear a lot of Caucasian people say. Obama's the Antichrist. Then if a black pope get elected, then that just goes to show you that he's the Antichrist and this is gonna happen and that's gonna happen. It's just kind of weird when a black person come around all of a sudden they the devil and the Antichrist.
Yeah, man, I was kind of figuring, I mean, elaborate on that a little bit for me, man. Why do people do that? You know what I'm saying? Why when somebody black get into a high position, why they got to be labeled, you know what I'm saying, as the, you know, the world is going to end?
Anything. I don't know, man. I think it's just more of a arrogance nowadays. Well, people arrogance, period, man, because the whole thing is pseudoscience. They've been using a lot of pseudoscience for, like, man, a long time to prove that Caucasians is better than the other race. So if there's not a white person to do it, then, you know what I'm saying, the person who do get in, they got to be some type of this, some type of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, let's do this. We know the Caucasians didn't build the pyramids, right?
Right.
So what do they say? I mean, instead of just giving black people their props for building the pyramids, boy, do they say? Some aliens built the pyramids.
Right.
So it's not done by a white man, it's done by aliens. Or it's done by some other demonic forces or something like that. So, I mean, I think that's just more of an arrogant type of way of looking at things, and that's the way they want people to look at things. But then, let me recap on this whole Obama thing, man. Let me recap on this. Basically, what's going on to all the people out there that don't know, what's going on in Mali right now in Africa is a war. And they're not really showing this on TV. And there's a lot of, you know, black brothers and sisters over there being butchered. You know what I'm saying? That's being savagely butchered. And this was only because Obama allow Gaddafi to be killed. You dig what I'm saying? And
wow.
Now they've given these terrorist groups, you know what I'm saying, that work for them, our land, like giving them African land, and these people are going over there butchering up African people. You dig? So I already knew that once, you know, what you can tell what they're using Obama for. I don't know what they got on that brother. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they got on him. But, you know, he's definitely doing a job for the devil or whoever the hell it is. I don't believe in the whole devil or the things behind that, but he's definitely doing a job that somebody just didn't want to put their hands and get their hands dirty and do. You know what I'm saying? He's a black face, and that's keeping a lot of black people faces, keeping a lot of black people occupied, basically. You know what I'm saying? To look at the truth of the matter. So I just wanted to know, what was it that black people thought that this man was going to get in office to do? Because it don't seem like he's doing anything for anybody at all, black or white. It seems like every chess move that he makes on the board is for big corporation and for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you see the taxes you about to get hit with for all the people who be filing taxes? Do you know what you're going to get hit with next year?
Yo, I just, to be honest with you, I just terminated my medical, my Medicare. Because of the way that it just, man, Blue Cross Blue Shield just went up, man. I got the PPO premium. Last year, man, it wasn't even up as high as it is this year, man. It was nowhere near. I think I was paying like $30, $42, maybe. Either it was each pay period or it was a month. It was one of them, but it was nowhere near. Dude, now I'm paying almost $100 each pay period. And then when I went to go ask the question about it, they was like, okay, well, it's according to your age, or it's according to this, or, yeah, man, thank Obama, because that ain't going up. Because now they're supposed to be taxing the middle class and the higher class. These are the people that owns these kind of corporations. So
oh, yeah.
when you saying what you're saying, man, it kind of, I believe you, man, it's kind of going neck and neck, because they got to figure out some kind of way to try to salvage these people and to get their money back. So it's like it's almost back to the working poor, almost in a sense, because you're getting taxed all this money trying to maintain on them. But we still vote. We still do what we do. And it's kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, dude, the tax thing that I was just watching on the news, you know, which I really rarely look at because I know it's bullshit, but, you know, I was watching on the news that people that don't have insurance is going to be fined. Like, I think, if I'm not sure, I don't want to get the wrong numbers, but I'm thinking it's like $150. If I'm wrong, you know, and somebody out there listening, you can call up and tell me. I think it's like $400 or $500 is going to be deducted out of your taxes, like, every year.
Crazy.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of retarded. How could you, you know, that's almost kind of like forcing somebody to get insurance. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I know a lot of people who really don't even go to the doctor at all unless they broke an arm or got stabbed or, you know, or been in a car accident or something like that. So it's kind of like they forcing you to get, you know what I'm saying, some shit done.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a lot of things, you know. I get where white people are coming from with Obama, the moves, the chess moves that he's making. But then you got to really look, is a lot of that stuff race-related too? The only thing I don't like about them is their arrogance of all of a sudden this man is the devil. But when Bush was in there doing his dirty shit, which caused 5,000 to 6,000 people to die, let's just be real. You know what I'm saying? Like 9/11, you know, a lot of people died on that. So, you know, like when he was in there doing his thing, nobody said nothing. Nobody said nothing at all. When Katrina happened and it took them 5 days to go over there and help them people out, nobody said nothing at all. But two white people die on Obama's watch, and I forgot the scandal of the name of the scandal. Oh, my God, white people lost their mind. Two people died, but on Bush watch, 6,000 people died, and nobody said anything about it. So I think it's a little bit of race-related arrogance right there. I think, you know, that's the only thing I don't like about it. I get where they're coming from with the whole moves that he's making, but then at the same time, the words they put behind it, you know what I'm saying, it makes it seem like a more racist thing. It makes it seem like a more racist move that they're doing, you know what I'm saying?
So you think that it don't really matter? Well, it matters with the color that they putting pressure on him because he's black versus they pushing more all the pressure on Bush. You know, I know they was calling Bush crazy, you know what I'm saying, like stupid, like he didn't have no knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Everything that he did was like out of, you know, he's stupid. You know, he this, he that. But by the time they exposed this man, it was already too late.
I don't think it's that, man. As I said, I think it's more of an arrogance type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay for a white. I mean, because we can go back to Clinton. You know, when Clinton, he did a couple foul-ass things, too. You know what I'm saying? And the whole wife scandal thing. I mean, it wasn't a lot of people talking about that either. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm thinking it's more of a, we got putting Obama in office.
About it. They cracked a joke about it. They're like, he did it, but he didn't inhale or something. He smoked, but he didn't inhale. And
You know what? I think putting Obama in office was a blessing for black people on this level. Not that nothing was going to happen, you know what I'm saying, that he was going to do something significant for us. I just think it was a blessing because it was kind of a wake-up call to let us know where we stand with a lot of these people. You dig what I'm saying? So it was kind of more of a wake-up call, and we didn't get that call. A lot of us didn't get that call at all. You know what I'm saying? We got these people on TV, in your face, saying that this is our country. You dig what I'm saying? So black people, we just go on mosey on about our day. Okay, oh, it's just a free country. Nah. They telling you right there, if they can lynch your ass, they would do so. You know what I'm saying? That they losing their country. I'm going to just be real with it. This is the conversation. That's the way we roll. If anybody disagree, you know what I'm saying, you got that number, 1-347-838-9106, press 1. If anybody out there that disagree with what I'm saying right now, please call in, because I want to know what, as a minority, or as, you know, somebody that's middle class or somebody that live in an urban community, what did you think Obama was going to do for you? That's what I really want to know. You know what I'm saying? What did y'all think that he was going to do for you? So, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, call in, hit that one. Yo, Dilla, you think we should take a commercial since we got back up? Yo. Okay.
Yeah, I heard you, Joe. Yeah, man, we can do a quick commercial and do a song or something, man. Do you think?
All right. Shoot. Let me see what we got up on here, man. The system is still kind of like, you know, a little jerky, but let's see what we can do up on here, man.
Hey. Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll-free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
All right, and we back, man. We had to take that little commercial break or whatnot. Matter of fact, we're going to give y'all another commercial, man, because we kind of over here right now still getting things together. Yo, Dilla, I know you had a commercial load up, man. You want to hit that?
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
We back here on the conversation, man.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday. Tune in to the Dennis Life Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Okay, yeah, we back now. We back in the building, man. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I had to give up the single. I had to go ahead and give up some single music real quick. So, yeah, man, we back on topic, man. The topic tonight is basically, go ahead and read them that topic, because my computer acting up, it's blocking, freezing.
Okay, cool. Basically, man, it's about, is Obama really for the people or for the system? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, a lot of African-American people, I think, are starting to feel confused when it comes down to our president. So basically, we ask you to be the judge. Call in, let us know what you think, man. Hit that phone number, 347-838-9106. Press the button 1. So again, man, the question, the topic is Obama for the minority people or for the system? And I know you were talking about, you know, we got off, you know, somebody was taxing people and stuff like that or whatnot. And, you know, it was something else, too, man, that you was going off of, too, man, how they was over there in Africa, talking about the Somali, you know, in Mali, you're talking about what was going on.
Oh, yeah, man. It's just, you know, deep. Like I was saying, man, it's the war going on in Africa right now that they not showing on the news. And, you know, it ain't even really the war because our people don't got nothing to really fight back with. You know what I'm saying? So it's more of a word am I looking for, man? Like an extermination, basically, man. It's a genocide going on in Africa. And, you know, these are things that they're not, you know, really playing on the news, and our people don't know anything about these things that's going on. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to hit everybody tonight to the whole thing, man. If y'all go look it up, it's happening in Mali right now, in the north, you know what I'm saying, the north part of Africa. And I don't have the paper in front of me right now. You know what I'm saying? I had a clip I was gonna put up, but since we had like a little, you know, bullshit going on with the blog talk, so I didn't really get a chance to load that up. So, you know what I'm saying? Let me see if I can load that up right now.
Okay. Well, that's cool, man. I know my phone sounds the choppy and stuff. How it sounds sound pretty cool, man.
Nah, you kind of choppy. Yeah, you kind of choppy. And then, you know, the blog talk, but it's just kind of freezing. The server just came up to the blog talk people that's listening, man. Thank y'all for that. But still look choppy over there, homie.
That's crazy, yo.
Still a little choppy over here. You know, the weather, man, the weather is shit. You know what I'm saying? We had the last month, man. We supposed to have been seeing this, man. Like, no, matter of fact, we supposed to have been seeing this type of weather in December.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was another topic I was going to go ahead and talk about, you know what I'm saying, probably next Wednesday.
Well, you know how it is, man. They got that chip.
You say
they, you know, their weather chip. What is it called? The heart?
Oh, nah, man. That shit is more than ever. So, man, that's what I was going to get into. I was going to tell you either do Saturday or we was going to do it next Wednesday, man, because I actually just heard this one dude, he involved with like the whole weather thing, and basically what he was basically saying, man, was like our atmosphere is really messed up. This is why they spraying them things up in the air right now. You know what I'm saying? And he was saying like it was messed up to the point where like, man, we could actually see it if they wasn't spraying that shit up there.
Straight up.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, like, college and all types of shit is coming into this thing, you know what I'm saying? Basically, man, we had an energy belt
we had an energy built around the earth that would, comet would get near it and it would knock it away because of us spinning at a certain velocity and, you know, us spinning in a certain type of way. I forgot the name of the belt, but now since we are messing up our ozone layer, man, like that belt is starting to leave, you know what I'm saying? You know what went on in Russia. Sam Thomas flew in, and I guess they not really telling the people, but I already know, you know, we shot that shit down. You can look at the video and tell that we shot it down. Why did it blow up in the air, Comics? Don't blow up in the air.
Man, so you think the people was experimenting on it, man?
Do I think they was experimenting on it? Well, I mean, yeah, yes and no, man. I mean, we have powers, dude, on this earth that people don't even know about. That they think, you know what I'm saying? The brain can't even, let's put it like this, man. This one person said we like 50, 60 years ahead of our time, and people don't know that our government is 50, 60 years of technology ahead of time.
Wow.
So, you know, like, you can look at the video for everybody that, you know, type in that Russian media. Somebody explain to me how media blows up in the air.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, they did try to say that it was like, they didn't know if it was a hit or if it was just something that was just out. So they just did it like, well, what time was it, like about 4, 5 o'clock over there, something like that?
Yeah, it was like, it was, as a matter of fact, it was the morning time, actually. You know, people driving to work and everything and a big-ass flash in the air, but yeah, they definitely hit it with something, man, because the sound, like, blew out windows from miles.
Wow.
I'm more the type of person to think, you know, I took a little science in school. I think a comet supposed to hit the ground and then fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? Not blow up in the air, but, you know, that's a lot of things, man, that we don't know about in the urban community, man. We don't know about a lot of them things until that shit hit us, kind of like, you know, the whole Katrina thing. That's why, you know, I really wanted to do this show, this type of show, Sleep, is to let people know, you know what I'm saying, about things that's going on. Because them people in the urban communities in Katrina, man, they had no clue. They had a clue, you know, the news told them, but you know how black people is, man. Come on, man. You know how we is. We didn't think it was going to be that bad, man. And to wake up in the morning and see them houses underwater like that, man, was just letting me know that anything can happen. Well, anything can happen. So, you know, it's best for us to stay, you know, as a community. And if we're going to try to be a culture for us to, you know, put out that information, you know what I'm saying, to people, even if they might think it's bullshit, even if they don't want to research it, but just know we put that information out and we let you know ahead of time. So, you know what I'm saying, if it do happen, you knew.
True. Well, I mean, basically, man, since the you know, the website don't mess up, man, it took me out of my element. Do I still sound choppy? I'm cool now.
Nah, you cool. It took both of us out of element, man, because I had a good show lined up, man. I'm trying to get it back on track and speak, but, you know.
Well, man, let's just do what we do best, man. Let's just go in the best that we know how, man. I'm going to ask you this here. Okay, when it comes to the terms of minority people, man, I'm talking not just for the blacks, I'm talking like for everybody, you know, they try to say, you know, the Hispanics, whoever that ain't really making that money, because, you know, you got to put the Hispanics in there too, because they made a population, I think it was like 11%, that was the highest percent in the Hispanic community, man, that have ever had voted, period, for anybody that's in the U.S. So, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if they was voting because, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying, I think they feel like he is the truth or whatever the case may be. So when you look at the system, you know, and the stuff that he's doing, man, I mean, for these business, you know, to try to accommodate for the Obamacare and all that stuff, because I was talking to somebody too that's on Obamacare right now. They were just saying, like, it was like a 2-hour lecture about how Obamacare is, you know, he's doing this thing and give him some time, let him get in. But I'm like, man, don't we know already? Okay, well, 4 more years, we got to do another 4 more years. We're doing, I mean, we got no choice now, we got him. You know, and I'm not tripping, you know what I'm saying, because, I mean, mainly, I know a lot of people are probably saying it like, you know, whatever, man, Joe Obama, this, well, yeah, I did, man, I ain't going to lie to you, I voted for the brother, know what I'm saying? Because, you know, because of his skin color. I'm not going to even front. Then I started digging in and started seeing what was going on. I started finding more negative stuff from a lot of other people, man, than I have found positive. You know what I'm saying? We were sitting down one day trying to make up some stuff, trying to see, you know, not make up stuff, but, you know, just do like some type of polls on it. The majority of the polls, man, it outweighed the positive. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that was really good was, yeah, he's the president. Okay, yeah, then you already know Bin Laden. I mean, to me, I don't even think that's a real good praise, man. You killed this man, Osama, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be. Yeah, okay, the 9/11. And we're going to do this. Let's go bona fide. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, they say he did it. Yeah, they say he did all this. I mean, the stuff that they had to go through to get to this man, as we say it, quote, unquote, in the movie, how they had to go through all this trouble to get to this man. And when they kill him, at the end of it, the woman just started crying. Look how much blood had to shed over this type of stuff, period. So, I mean, that goes back to the system. You feel me? You know, you got to kill, even if they, let's just say, quote, unquote, the 9/11 thing, you know what I'm saying, whatever that happens. And I'm not going to say that Obama, you know, has something to do with it. I think it was part of the plan, you know, a stepping process because of what was going on. So when a lot of blood got spilled, a lot of oil got spilled in the oceans, guess what? We need to do something to cover it up. So they put my man in the office, and he started doing that. Case, man, I felt that in my gut. When they put it in, I said, watch what's going to happen. They're going to get a black president. Watch what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I know we're going to be Jesse Jackson. Cause you already see what's going on with that.
No, they just needed, really, man, what it was, man, they needed a fall guy. You know what I'm saying? They needed a fall guy. And that's exactly what they got. You know, if you look, people are so damn stupid and easy to fool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just look how many people is blaming this man for the way, you know, like America's falling because of him. You know what I'm saying? And this, it been falling. Yo, you still there? Yo, you still rocking? Anyway, man, America been falling, man, since the early 90s. And that's what a lot of people is not getting nowadays. You know what I'm saying? It's been falling since the early 90s. So, as far as that concerned, man, when everybody turn around and they blaming him exactly like they knew was going to happen, because, I mean, none of them other white people was going to take the blame for what was going on, and it just so happened that, you know, he's the person to blame.
Wow. I see.
So, you know, another thing I wanted to say real quick, and, you know, he was the fall guy, the poster guy to take the blame. It just so happened that he was a black dude, and they used the color, knowing that the Caucasian, most of the Caucasian people in the United States, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of them say they not racist and everything, but I think racism, man, is more of a subconscious thing than it is a physical thing, too. You know what I'm saying? So they knew subconsciously what people thought of black people. So they say, okay, we could either put a Mexican, which ain't going to work. That's probably not going to work. So we could put a black people because black people been asking for it. And, I mean, if you really think about it, man, black people been asking for a lot of things that we getting, and then we turn around and we complain about it. So I think it's more of our fault because we voted for him, yeah, just off the strength of his color, you know what I'm saying, because we thought things was going to change, but we should have knew better than that.
Wow. So do you think because, you know, a lot of black people, man, we've been asking for some of this stuff, we think that's another thing?
Of course, man. Come on, man. This is real talk, man. Like, black people, I think we've been asking for shit ever since, like, the early 60s and 50s, man. I mean, when we wanted to integrate with people that didn't like us from the beginning, that's when we started asking for shit that we didn't need. You dig what I'm saying? Like, we started asking, as soon as we wanted to come inside the system, I think that we started really asking for things that we didn't need. You know what I'm saying? And we right now we have no power to be in a position to, you know, try to get into politics right now. We know politics is a dirty game. And like I said, we have no power. We don't have no money to really push the people that's going to do the work you know what I'm saying, inside to politics, and they know that. I mean, these people got, man, damn, half a billion dollar campaigns. You know what I'm saying? The only thing we can run off is strength in numbers. And, I mean, we don't even got the, you know what I'm saying, strength in numbers to do it. I mean, it wasn't black people who just got Obama voted in. I mean, it was a high percentage of white people who voted for him and Mexican people and stuff like that. But you think they're going to vote for somebody who's going to do the right thing? You know the media is going to tear that person down who's ever going to try to do the right thing. Because that's what their job is to do.
Well, okay, so all right, let's do it like this, man. Let's go with the black people since we can't stick with black, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. You know, so we can talk about whoever. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about.
I say black for the simple fact, man, is really, like I said, for anybody who want to call in and, you know, say something on this topic, I mean, we've been getting the end of the stick for a long time. And let's just be real. We know who's behind the machine. White people are behind the machine. And that's why I say arrogance comes into play, is because everybody's blaming this black man. I mean, I'm not saying Obama's perfect. And I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to shit on the dude at the same time. You know what I'm saying? He's only playing the game that's put in front of his face. You know what I'm saying? But we know that it's white people behind the big machine that's controlling the big machine. And you don't ever hear, you know, the white people that's complaining about Obama talk about these people. You dig what I'm saying? Bush was the gun start to the race. And nobody, you know, talking about this, like what goes on, you know what I'm saying, and deep inside there, they just going after the person that, the pawn that was put in front of them.
Since we're talking about chess.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, man, it's going to change the subject a little bit, you know, and then you can jump right back to your trip. Why do they call him the Antichrist and won't call Bush the Antichrist?
Man, because it's more, like I said, racism is a subconscious thing, man. So, you know, they get people to go along with, you know, they propaganda of selling this dude as the baddie and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? And I know what he's doing is not looking so good. It's really not looking so good. If you really look at his politics, man, it's making him look like a damn clown, to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? They know as long as they got the urban community. See, this is what's going on right here. I'm gonna be blunt with this. It's a whole put minorities against white people. That's what it is. That's the entertainment that the media is bringing along, the propaganda to keep people's eyes off the bigger prize. And the bigger prize is the bullshit that they're pulling. I mean, if you really sit down and read the newspaper and look at the news and you decode it, which there is a lot of, you know, Caucasian people doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying all Caucasian people, but as I said, racism is a subconscious thing, and a lot of people have not conquered that yet. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't conquered that. They still inside the system saying, oh, is this person's fault? So right now, it's a blame game, man. It's a blame game. They know if white people say anything about anything that's going on, black people going to respond by saying, oh, it's a race thing, because that's exactly how it looked, because they're not attacking his politics. They're attacking other things. Like, you know, one time I turned to Fox, the radio station, you know, I'd just be driving, listening to talk radio sometimes, and they're on there talking about this man's wife and how she was eating at the inaugurational ball. You know, like, that's important, because she had her elbows on the table. You know what I'm saying? And you had white people calling in like, oh, well, I'll never, you know, type of comments. And it's like, come on, man. It's like, come on. Like, is that's really important right now? There's people dying in wars and countries and people getting bombed here and there and people losing jobs here and there. And we talking about this man's wife? So, you know, they knew that black people was going to, you know, say, okay, then this shit is racist. Then as soon as black people said that, white people was going to respond by saying, oh, well, that's reverse racist.
You go ahead, bro.
That it was getting together as a unit and going after the machine
No, they knew we was going to play these little race things against each other because a lot of people were not smart, man. They rather sit there instead of them studying what's happening. People rather sit there and watch, like I said, Basketball, Housewives, American Idol, shit like that. You know, that keeps people blind. And like I said, the white people just going to go back to the race thing. Black people going to go back to the race thing. So in the end, that's going to keep us at each other's throat. As soon as he got, you know, the second term, you heard people instantly start talking about a race war. I'm looking like, okay, a race war? What the fuck is it? A race war for what?
Right. When you think about the race war, I mean, what is it, like every nationality in the race? Like they running a marathon with water and Gatorade or something? Like why are they coming at it? Like, you feel me? Like who racing to win what? What kind of race?
The race war started, that's inside of white people's mind, man. They think black people going to take this country over. Nah. I mean, like I said, the smart white people, the average smart white person knows that's not going to happen, man. This is a white man's country. That's never going to happen because, first of all, we don't stand together as a unit. You know what I'm saying? So right now, black people are really not a threat. But they know, like I said, subconsciously a lot of people are racist. So, you know, they can pull any type of thing that they want. And this is more of the media doing because look at the Trayvon situation, man. I mean, that's all you have to do is take that and look at that situation. And people started yelling racism and trying to explain this and trying to explain that. A kid died by the hands of an adult. I want to know, when is that right in any type of, you know, thing? When is that right in any type of way?
Right.
You know,
I feel
everybody start going to race on that. The first thing they said, oh, well, you know, you heard a couple white people saying, well, they would have did the same thing. I heard white people say it was wrong, you know what I'm saying? So don't get me wrong to the listeners out there. I heard white people say it was wrong. I heard people say they would have did the same thing. And, you know, you heard the news even debating this. And it was disgusting to me at the same time looking at the news because I'm like, you're debating whether a 17-year-old child was supposed to get shot by an adult that actually the police told him not to go after this child. That's exactly what he was, a child. He wasn't a grown man. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
The police said for this man not to go after this child. We hear it on the call. Well, stay put. We're coming to check it out. He went after this child. You know what I'm saying? It just so happened that the child probably beat his ass. I mean, I would do the same thing. If there's a dude following me late at night, I'm asking him why he's following me, and then he walks up and he grabs me and says, what you doing around here? It's kind of like, you know, why are you following me to begin with? So I don't
right.
know how, you know, anybody would react like that, a white person, a Spanish person. So they made it out of a whole race thing, you know what I'm saying, which it kind of was, but then they played it all the way up because they knew that that most people was going to feed off that because Obama had already won. And then it didn't make it better when Obama came on TV and was like, well, that could have been my son. White people was like, oh, here we go. These motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and that's why I was going off of what you were saying, man, when you were saying the part of that, okay, when you were talking about Bush and when you're talking about the wife thing and, you know, no, when people got killed and blood had shed on his hands. Now, when you look at the whole scenario with the race war thing that's coming into play now, what's killing me is that when it comes down to that white person or the white politic, you get a slap on the wrist when it comes down to that black person or the black politic. It's like, oh man, we finna go all in. You know what I'm saying? We finna go all in. What happened with okay, for instance, everybody had to, if you want to get awarded or get elected, and this, I don't, you know, I know about politics, but I ain't really super politics savvy. I know a little bit about it. So, you know, y'all correct us if y'all want to call in. You know what I'm saying? 347-838-9106. Press 1. But what I was saying was, dude, what about when he said you got to show your tax money? You got to show your tax money. And when it came down to Mitt didn't have to show his money. If you know the DC, how they downplayed it.
Of course. I mean, if you look, man, that's why, you know, white people, let me stop saying white people. Let's say
uneducated individuals. Let's just say that, you know what I'm saying? Because I kind of feel funny saying white people. Let's say uneducated individuals out there. These people was talking about things like, let's see this man's birth certificate. Man, like the smart people don't care where this dude was born at. You know what I'm saying? It don't make no damn difference. I mean, with all the bullshit that's been going on inside politics, I mean, who gives a damn if he was born in China?
Is Hawaii, but is Hawaii a state now or what? I mean, what?
Yeah,
it's
a part of the United States, man. But, I mean, still, in the end of the day, like I said, man, who really cares? As long as he was going to do the job right, do it at all. I mean, do it even matter with all the bullshit that's going on? I mean, we sat there on national TV watching people jumping out of a burning building hitting the ground. You dig what I'm saying? So at that point, it's kind of like, who gives a fuck where this man was born at? I mean, is he going to get in there and do the right thing?
True.
You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it was a bunch of other sideways shit that occurred that we weren't, like, looking at. But the media had a field day with that. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things about Obama, man. I mean, I feel sorry for the dude. I feel sorry for the dude because me, personally, just looking at the situation, it feel like somebody got something on that dude, man. Because, I mean, if he just that dirty, then that's what it is. But it just looked like somebody got something on this dude. And, I mean, if you look at a lot of things behind it, look at, like you said, he got blood on his hands. They talking about this dude could have been arrested for the shit that went down with them two white people that got killed.
See, right.
Oh, the Benghazi attack. That's what it's called, the Benghazi attack.
He wouldn't even know.
No, I mean, they saying that he could have stopped it.
Oh, okay.
That leaves me to go now and say, okay, Bush knew about 9/11 and he could have stopped it. I mean, we got people, his own secretary, Condoleezza Rice, said they knew about it.
Brother, how can they can stop nuclear missiles from hitting the U.S. soil, but they can't stop an airplane hitting a building, a train, the Capitol?
You got me on that, man. You know, do I think that 9/11 was an inside job? Me, personally, of course. Of course. I mean, it's just too much stuff behind that, man, where you have even, what do you want to call them people, not construction people, but architects. You had world architects, man, saying that this building would never, ever, there's no way this building would have felt pancaked like that. You dig what I'm saying? So, and then you got Building 7 down the street, which that caught a little fire, like on the 13th or 12th floor, I think. They end up destroying this building. So was it an inside job? Yeah, I think so.
Wow. See, man, see, right, these type of things, man, is kind of crazy. So it's like okay, if you really take Obama out of the equation and just say, okay, is it about our minority people or is it about the system? So it's like Obama is just really mainly just I'm not saying that he's not the factor or he's the Antichrist or he's the boogeyman or whatever. What I'm saying is, when it comes down to the minority, why is it that everything can be plain Jane in our face, man, and when it comes down to the system, we can't do nothing about it? Like, we can't do nothing. Our voices don't. They say our vote counts or our voices count. And when we do it, why we always get let down on it, man? You know, even if you want to go with the race war, okay? Like, I'm going to go back to a little bit of history right here. Tupac. I'm looking at some of Tupac stuff, man. And Tupac was saying some things like, man, you know, it's not really about the blacks or the whites or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, his mother's Black Panther movement and all this stuff, she taught him a lot of stuff. He had a white friend. He had a white friend that he was living with going to school. That's how he got to know Beethoven, Miserable, whatever that is. That's how he got to know that. And he said, and the dude, all he wanted to do was just learn how to rap. Learn, you know, the things that he couldn't do, he was just so amused by it. He said, and Tupac was like, he was just amazed just to be at another school learning this stuff, the art, and, you know, and acting and these things and whatnot. And so what I say is, man, when you put us together, you can put us with the, you know, with the minorities and the minorities and the minorities, it's going to always be some racism or somebody in the minority lane that's going to always feel like they're better than the person. Then there's got to always be the black people. We always get stereotyped the hardest.
But check this out, though. They know that one group of people, man, this goes back all the way to the when some European settlers got over here, like Polish, German, you know, Irish. See, they let them be a part of their game only to get their minds. And, I mean, that's the real thing. Like I said, it's a group of people that's easily controlled by the media. You dig what I'm saying? As long as it's coming out of another Caucasian's mouth, they believe it. Most of them believe it. Not all of them, but most of them believe it. You dig what I'm saying? So they knew that they can get over and they can keep us at each other's necks while they pull off all types of bullshit that they pulling off. You dig what I'm saying? Like the Middle East crises, things that's going on. I mean, there's kids over there dying right now as we speak, you know what I'm saying, getting their heads blowed off. And they know people don't care about that. That's not what people are selfish. Here in America, man, we selfish, and they know that. They know that. And all they had to do is just touch on race just a little. And, you know, black people, we really don't care about race, man. We get along with everybody. You see black people in the urban community or Spanish people, we live next to Spanish people, we live next to other white people. You dig what I'm saying? We don't really care. We just want a fair game. We want to be treated fair. We want a life. That's what most people in the urban community strive for, is getting a life. You know what I'm saying? And now there's rich people that, you know, they want to play the race game because they have nothing else better to do. And they know if the people who want the life get a life, it's going to make it hard for them to fuck over other people and get money. So that's what this game is about, man. This game is about that, keeping people at each other's throats and, you know, the money thing. It ain't really about race, man. It's about who controls this big pie and who controls this pie. And they just use people as a tool to control and why they sit back and laugh. Because this thing is not a race thing, man. It goes more deeper than that.
Man, and I was just about to say this now. Now, all of a sudden, now, if you notice, why is the Illuminati is popping up so hard now? Like, it's like, man, every time you look up, man, somebody Illuminati, man, oh, they have something to do with this, man. Oh, man, they the unseen God, man. It's unseen. It's this, it's that. And then I was watching Alex, whatever his name. I'm just going to say Alex Crowley. I don't know how to say his name, but A. Crowley.
Alex Jones?
Yeah. This dude, you know what I'm saying, because he believe into this, you know, sex, and he believe in, you know, a human being can do whatever they want to do, no matter what. It's no limit or whatever it is. This man said he went into the Illuminati and ate everybody up. Like, he went in there, and the dude that was supposed to be the head of the thing, you know, he kind of, like, called him out. Was like, man, he not serious. They're not doing it. And it's like, okay, if the Illuminati is supposed to be this such of these skulls and bones and this quiet secret society, why is it not secret no more? Why everybody know about this? What is it? Like, I mean, is they trying to prepare us for something later on or something down the line? Because
yeah,
if it's a secret society.
Eventually, mm-hmm. man, eventually it was going to come out. And what perfect time for it to come out right now. I mean, a lot of people don't believe in the whole thing, the whole scenario of it being a secret society and anything like that. And I mean, like, should we care? I mean, in a way we should care, but these are just a bunch of rich-ass individuals, man, that think they can do and have things the way that they want. You dig what I'm saying? They think it's their job to control other people and control the world in the way that they see fit. You dig what I'm saying? And these people, they don't believe in a God. I don't think they believe in a higher form. I guess they just believe that, you know, the stronger survives. That's what they believe. I mean, if you can see in the way that they act, that's what they believe. The strong survives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's their whole science. And I mean, you know, it's kind of truth to that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of truth to that, because a lot of people believe in the Bible the way that, you know, well, they believe in, let's just say, not even the Bible. They believe in religion the way it was brought to them. You know, you're supposed to be good. You're supposed to do this. But now, in these days, really, I'm thinking, because I see a lot of good people being treated shitty, to be real. So I'm thinking these people know something that we don't know. And I'm just going to speak from, you know, a cultural perspective real quick. And ancient times in ancient Africa, man, they didn't really believe in a way. They believed in balance. You know what I'm saying? So the nature don't care if you're a nice person. It's just, are you doing the right things? Are you moving in the right way? Are you keeping yourself together in the right way? And a lot of it has to do with your body. That's why they say that, you know what I'm saying, God is inside of you. You know what I'm saying? Every tradition, even Muslims to Chinese people, believe that, you know, the God force is inside of you. And if you really look, all of us is not using that God force because we stressed out, we worried about. They keep people stressed out. So you won't be able to use that God force in you. And nature don't care if you're a nice person. You dig what I'm saying? Nature is going to do for people who do for themselves. I mean, two things that's out of the Bible: the God is in you, and God helped those that helped himself, right? I mean, I'm not really versed in the Bible, but those are two things inside the Bible, right?
Right. Workers is worthy. Only a few, you know, so they get out there and help out, you know. But, yeah, those are some things that are in the Bible.
I mean,
you know,
like, we running around with a whole philosophical thing of, oh, well, I got to be nice and I got to do these rules and do these. These people don't do that, man. They know that that is not true, and that's why they force religion on people so much, because they already know people are not going to live for themselves. They're going to live, you know what I'm saying, for the system. They're going to live in the way that the system works. So I just think that's what the whole Illuminati thing is about, man. Those people who know. They Freemasons.
But they said they the one. They said they the ones that kind of created the Bible too, because it's all in the same power. You know, they know that this is what the control of the mind is. This is why they do it. You know, and when they got your mind is under control, what's gonna happen? Your body gonna follow wherever your mind go, no matter what you do.
This is basically history repeating itself, man. They're using the same methods that King James used to control his people. And it's working. It's working. Like, as I keep saying, man, nothing is new. Nothing is new on this earth. For anybody who thinks, you know what I'm saying, oh, we in a new generation, this new thing. No, no. Nothing is new. This is history just repeating itself all over again. That's all this is.
But why they not catching it this time?
You say what?
I said, why they not catching it? They still not catching it.
Why they not? Because, man, everybody is stressed out. Everybody has their own problems to even think, you know what I'm saying? As I said, now that we live in, you know, the whole medieval times and Roman times over again, it's just with technology now. So it can be a little better controlled than it was back then. It's the same way like the Willie Lynch letter, you know what I'm saying? Like how he said, I'm going to tell y'all something that's going to make the Romans envy us. How to break a person. These people don't study basically how humans react to things. It's playing on your emotions, man. That's all. And they know if religion wasn't there, people wouldn't be in an emotional state, so they wouldn't go for the bullshit that they're going for. You dig what I'm saying? A lot of people think what's happening is God's will and this and all of that, but nah, it's really not, man. It's in the human being's will. It's another human being. That's why I said, man, like that. The Illuminati stuff, man, that goes really, really deep. I mean, it's just not something that's talked about within an hour's time or 2-3 hours, man, because it goes really deeper than what a lot of people be thinking. You know what I'm saying? People want to put demons and devils and all of that behind it. Nah, man. These people are just doing what they want. They understand nature. They know how this game works on this planet, and there's a lot of people who don't. Just like real quick, man, I was going to ask you, you know, I was watching this documentary about UFOs, right?
Uh-huh.
And they was claiming that the Vatican, you know, knew about UFOs and all of this stuff right here. But what would that do to, what would that do to religion? Would you?
It make it seem like it's all, it ain't real.
Right, right. And then if that's not real, guess what happens?
That Jesus and God ain't real either?
No. Not that. I don't mean God is not that a God is not real, a higher creator. That just means that the system is now tainted. You get what I'm saying? The system that they created is all that they work for is now tainted. If there is aliens, man, and I know there is, you know what I'm saying? But let's just say that they came down here and they started telling the truth about, you know, God, history, and all of this. Like, it's over. It's over for certain people, you know what I'm saying? It's over for certain individuals that don't brought all of these lies to the table to control people's lives. It's over for them, and they know it's over for them. You know, that's why I was looking at the documentary, man, and it kept talking about the Vatican and the Vatican and this and that. And I'm like, come on, man. These people are like crazy and dirty people, man. But we, our peoples, you know, our grandmothers, grandfathers, uncles, or who have you, still live their life behind these people, behind religion.
Wow.
So I think a lot of stuff is more deeper than what we look at, man.
Well, let's stick with it. we'll go to religion. Do you think Obama was supposed to be Christian, Baptist, whatever he is, Catholic, or do you think he's Muslim?
At this point, man, to me, the man's religion don't even matter either, man. I mean, I know religion is a fallacy. So I know it's a lie. So it don't really matter what he represents, man. It just matter. What matters to me about the dude is what is he doing? What is he doing for the people? You dig what I'm saying? I don't care what he do in his personal life. The man can be a transsexual if all I care. You know what I'm saying? I just want to know what the dude is doing for the people, and it looks like he's not really doing anything. Do I think he's a Muslim? I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, he went to a Christian church. He went to a Christian church, right?
Yeah, he was with Father Flager. Flager is Catholic, though.
He was who?
Father Flager is Catholic, I believe.
Oh, the new dude that he's with?
Who did you say? Reverend White.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he Baptist or Christian or something, one of them.
Yeah, and I think he might be Baptist or Christian. He one of them. I mean, Baptist and Christian, the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But do I think that Obama's a Christian, man? I don't know, dude. I have no clue because none of these motherfuckers is living their life by God anyway, so it don't even matter.
I might as well just begin. Why do they think he's the Antichrist? That's what I want to know. Like, because he's black, you said, right?
Yeah.
So then they ain't got nothing to do with religion. Then they said he was Muslim. Okay, if he's Muslim, does it really matter? You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't got nothing. Let me put it like this. Everything that this man is doing, it has nothing to do with the religious way. Do my phone sound choppy or am I good?
Nah, you're good.
Okay. Like, everything that this man is doing, it's not. I don't see none of this stuff in the Quran or in the Holy Bible or in this or whatever. And they say the Antichrist was the one that's going to come back. He's going to rise, and anybody going to know who he is. He's going to do that. But I'm like, dude, it ain't even 2013 good yet. So you think that he's going to come back and going to shut the world down now? dude, we just now started getting flat screen TVs. You know what I'm saying? I'm just.
I mean, dog, you actually been real, man. I mean, basically, hey, let's put it like this, man. Ain't no damn Antichrist coming. And for anybody who want to debate that, man, I want you to show me in history, besides Europe, where it talks about an Antichrist. Because, I mean, me personally, I'm not looking for one. We are who we are, man. And people are dirty-ass people, and that's it. You dig what I'm saying? If y'all want to call a man Antichrist, I mean, go ahead and do that. I mean, but I know what the hell that's about. You know, smart people know what that's about. I mean, he's a black man, and he's work. Okay, if he put it like this, if he's the Antichrist, who is the person behind him controlling him? Then the devil. Okay, well then that person is white. Why y'all ain't talking about them?
I heard of the banks, man, the Black Wall Street banks. And see, this is one thing that my boy T was saying. He's like, man, ain't no more Black Wall Street. And it was smooth because the way he said it, I was like, yeah, you're right. I'm talking about the, you know.
Just controlling Obama?
No, well, I mean, the ones as far as the banks in New York and all that other stuff or whatever they say is supposed to be in New York, they saying that's what's controlling Obama because they sponsored his stuff. You know, saying everything that he's doing, every step that he's taking, you know, with the banks, dollars, and all that stuff, they say that's where it's coming from. And, you know, also, too, when you think about the Black Wall, so you think about what? Tuskegee. Was it Tuskegee or what was it?
Tucson.
What was it?
I don't know.
The Black Wall Street out there. You know, so when they bombed that out there and they stopped the black market out there when they had their own black mafia. And it wasn't a mafia. It was just black people having their own little black Africa.
Ain't no damn secret. Let me tell you, ain't no black secret societies controlling that, man. I mean, come on, man. Like
the what they call the boule?
Yeah.
What's up with that? The boule.
Let me tell you real quick, man. Ain't no black secret society controlling that damn, man. I mean, people come up with so many outrageous, outlandish things to just say nowadays. They just don't want to deal with the truth, man. Like I said, people don't want to deal with the truth, so they need to throw something over it. The problem is a lot of people are just weak and weak-minded. You know what I'm saying? So that leads them to make something up, to make it seem like that, what they're making up, is stronger than they are. You dig? So that's why the human mind gets to making up things, because they don't want to accept defeat, because we all have played a part in being stupid, and this is why this shit is the way that it is. We all have played a part. Black, white, Mexicans, we all have played a part inside of the system's game, and now the system is kicking our ass, and we want to, you know, use terms and use this and say, oh, well, I can't do nothing. I'm down. I can't do this. It's bullshit, man. It's bullshit.
Wow.
Where people start to rise, man, is we have to put this race shit aside. Because in the end of the day, it's not really about Obama, dog. It's not really about him. Because, as I said, there's other forces behind this dude controlling this dude. And nobody has yet to really attack that. People say it's the Russian mob. It's this dude, Victor Koskinski. I don't know his name right off the top, but I know it's something like that. They say he controls. Come on, man. Let's be real. These rich white people in Washington is not for to let anybody foreign come in and mess with their country or mess with what they got going. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. Rome and the Jewish people have been ruling over this country ever since the start of it. We can go back to the Civil War. You dig what I'm saying? Like, who you think was controlling Lincoln? The Civil War wasn't about releasing slaves, man. For anybody who know history and keeps saying that it was about releasing slaves, nah, it wasn't. The problem was that the South had slaves, and it was producing too much stuff. And the North wasn't producing enough stuff. You dig what I'm saying? The North wasn't. They was trying to make an economy, but the South was messing that up because the blacks was producing too much stuff. They was picking too much cotton. They was doing too much construction. You know what I'm saying? When we get into something, we get into something.
We take over, man. We too dominant, man.
And they got scared
that, you know, they, that the South wasn't, you know, trying to do and agree with what they was trying to do, which was the whole Illuminati thing back then. You dig what I'm saying? The South wasn't agreeing with the Jews, so the Jews was like, nah, we can't have no shit like this. So that's what that war was about. That war wasn't about, you know, freeing black people, because we never got free.
You don't think we're free, B?
Man, hell no, man. We ain't free. How you free and they debating about a child's death on TV? Like, come on, man. You're not free with that, man. That ain't called freedom, man. That's not freedom at all. I mean, they control everything we do. I mean, what happened to our what is it, like 5 acres in the mural, 7 acres in the mural? What happened to that?
Man, I heard whoever got it, man, they traded it in for Bugatti. It's gone. Hey, man, then I heard Lincoln was, I heard Lincoln had a little black blood in him, too. Is that true?
I mean, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. I mean, I don't know if that was true. I mean, it could be. Could be. I mean, he was the Obama of his time. Shit. As I said, history, man, history repeats itself. I mean, dude, they put this man on the lowest goddamn currency and turned him. If you look, he's turned the other way, like he turned his back on the other presidents. Put down a bunch of coins. Lincoln has turned to the left, I think.
Wow.
So, ain't Obama like a left winger, right? He's a left winger, right?
Wait, man. Come on, man. That's hot, dog. Let's take a quick commercial, Joe. Come back.
All
right. Dog, you on fire, Joe.
Get it.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show, that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
All right, yo, we back, B.
Yeah, you think? Okay, let's just say Lincoln was mixed. Well, he was the Obama of his time, so he freed slaves and everybody hated his ass for it. So let's just be real, man. None of this stuff that's going on is new at all, man. It all, history repeats itself over and over and over and over.
Crazy.
Only because the people let it happen.
You think so? Now that's another thing too. When you raise that up, you're saying, like, see, now when it comes down to the people again, right? Why, since Obama's the Antichrist, why almost 85% voted for this man twice? If it's about the Antichrist, you feel me?
Well, yeah.
It's about he's black, or like Abraham Lincoln. Like you said, he dominated his time. They was going against him, calling him all this stuff, and because his mother was some kind of black in her, and whatever, his father was some kind of black in him, and all this stuff. They found that out. They started throwing little posters and stuff up. You know, we seen it, man. We saw the little posters and everything up to it. But see, when you really sit down and think about it, it's all about the brain pattern. Because if whoever was calling them shots, they had to see some kind of liking to even consider.
No, well, the people, man, the reason why they voted for this man again is because there are good people out here, man. There are good people out here. They just only wanted to see, what was his whole slogan? Change. That's what these good people wanted to see, was change. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know that they was going to get, you know what I'm saying, some shit that got even worse than what it was before. You know, he run his whole campaign off of change. So there are good people out here that want to see things change for, you know, other people, and, you know, keep the ball rolling so we can go in a new direction. But come on, man. I'm going to tell you right now,
This is why all of this shit is happening so fast, because they know after this people going to get smarter. So now they got to come in another direction and see, okay, what can we do now? Like I said, they using him as a poster boy. So black people don't got to worry about seeing another black president for a long time. It's not going to happen. Maybe another 100 years when we see another black president. But it's not going to happen anymore, for the simple fact is because now they have the people who, you know, we the minorities, right?
Wow.
Mexicans, wait, Mexicans is going to be basically on the top of the list at the end of the shit. When we get in 2015-16, I think they say, like, the Spanish people was going to outweigh blacks and whites by, like, a large number, right?
Right.
Now, as long as they got the Spanish people, you know what I'm saying, on their side, they never going to vote for another black man again, because they going to say, see, look what he did. Look what he did. So, I mean, the whole game, the game is already figured out, man. The whole game, like I said, you can't have a left without having a right wing to fly the bird. So they know what they're going to do. I mean, like this, real talk. What's going to happen with our next president? What they going to fix?
They going to... What you mean, the woman?
Yeah,
you talking about the next female president?
Yeah, we know a woman coming next.
What they going to do is they're going to try to make it seem like now, since the man don't mess up for 44 years, now it's our turn. So now it's going to be what, like they did back in the days. It's going to be another... female empowerment movement, like they did back in them days, back in them slavery days, when the men was going to war to fight for their freedom, and they had the black women looking around like, man, Joe, I ain't really tripping, my man going over here, but then the white women was getting mad because they men was leaving them, the army men was leaving them, and guess what they did? They started that white female movement. And that's how all of them became a female movement. So when that woman get into the office, it's going to be about the females. It's already about the females to me, honestly. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, 50-50, whatever. You know, because we still, as men, you know, we're supposed to stand up. But a lot of men are bowing down to the women, because now they, you know, they're supposed to be the smarter thing. So you'll see. You'll see, bro, when she gets into office.
Oh, man, they use it. They pulling every damn trick about the bag, and people going to keep on falling for it because, like I said, people don't want the truth, man. People don't. There are some people out here, dog, that they are so content with the way that they living, they don't want the truth. So that's why Obama got the homosexuals on their side, because we all know, and this is not an attack against homosexuals and our homosexual fans that we might have, but they know most homosexuals are content with their lives. So they can give them something, and the homosexuals will fight for them and say, okay, this person was with us on that. Most people, man, they know the certain people who are content to attack, and they know the right time to when to attack. As you can see, this time around, at first, he didn't believe in gay marriages 4 years ago, right?
Right.
Or 5 years ago. I heard the man say it out of his mouth that he wasn't going to sign no bill for them to get married 4 years ago. Shit, you could probably find a clip on YouTube. But now all of a sudden he think marriage is a union and everybody deserves to get married and all of that. What's that about? People don't want the truth, man. People run from the truth because the truth, sometimes it hurts. And it hurts really deep, man. It goes further than the heart. It hurts the soul, goddammit, the truth. It can free the soul, man. Or it can damage the soul. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And some people, they just don't want it. Like, there are some people that's racist, and they don't want the truth about history. They don't want the truth. They fine with living with their pseudoscience until they die. They're saying that they the person that's supposed to be on top, because that's what their life is based around. You dig what I'm saying? But if you reveal the truth to them, you might damage them in a way, you know what I'm saying? And they don't want to get damaged. That's why a lot of people, you got people that are fight against the truth, dude, that are fight against the truth coming out. I have seen it done.
Wow.
So the truth, the whole thing of the matter is, there's a lot of people that want the truth, but we fighting against the people that don't want the truth.
Man, we should do that. Call it the Truth Serum Saturdays, man, and just go in.
Yeah.
What you think?
No, matter of fact, we gonna call that show the Red or the Blue Pill.
The Red or the Blue Pill.
Yeah.
For Saturday.
For Saturday, man. Yeah, the Red or the Blue Pill.
Man, I'm with that. I'm with that, man. They either gonna wake up or they gonna go to sleep or they gonna stay asleep.
Yeah, it's either one. Because as I said, it's a lot of people, man, that's fighting for that. See, they don't even got to do a lot of the fighting, man. They don't have to do a lot of the fighting at all. Because there's people already fighting, you know what I'm saying? There's people that's already fighting out here that has no power because they don't want the truth to come out because their way of life has got to change if the truth come out.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
They can't do the bullshit no more. They just can't do it no more.
Dude, because you got something, man. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to listen to you. Go ahead. My bad. I got carried away. Go ahead, bro.
Then people just going to wake up to the fact, man. People need to wake up to the fact that, yes, we have things happening around us. It's not a black and a white thing. In the end of the day, it's not. It's about who got the most money thing, type of thing. That's what
I was about to say. The blue bloods and the red bloods. I'm gonna do something on that too, man. They were saying about who was the blue bloods. Not game wise. I'm just saying, like, you know, you know what I mean. The blue bloods. I mean, like the blue blooded. They were trying to say the Caucasian were the blue bloods and the red bloods was you know apparently the minorities, but. But well, we're going to keep it, you know, we're going to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? I got something on that.
See, what it is, man, it was certain, I know what you're talking about. It was certain families that had money, man. That's what this is about. This is certain people who got money and just want that money to stay within their family. You dig what I'm saying? This has nothing. Most white people was just used basically to strengthen the numbers of what they wanted to do, because if you really look, there's a lot of white people that's not rich, and you know they live middle class, if you want to call it that. It's a couple white people that's not poor, but they won't hesitate to still be racist.
No, Cage Man, keep that for Saturday, Joe.
Okay,
keep that for Saturday, Joe.
I got it, but yep. You know, today, man, we had a little technical difficulties, man, with the weather out here. Everything was sticking and freezing after the blog talk came up. I really wanted to upload a couple clips and everything, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get a chance to, but we tried to make the show as best as we could.
Hey, we're going to re-edit it out, man, and we're going to send them to the YouTube page, man, and once we edit it up and send them up, we're going to drop the link down so we can get down to nitty gritty, man. And, you know, and go in from there, man. They can log on to westernworld1.com, O-N-E.com. Check us out. You know, Kate, I didn't want to cut you off, but, you know, we got like 7 seconds, Joe. So
7 seconds. All right, man. Y'all check us out on Saturday, man. The Red or the Blue Pill. We definitely going in. Westernworld1.com. Check that out. That's what we going to do to you.
Out of here.
Out.